The focused awareness you feel right now listening to these words, that spark of consciousness you take for granted, is more mysterious and powerful than anything you will ever read in any book. What is happening in the background in your mind at this moment is more profound than anything I could possibly write. The truth is, we are blissfully ignorant of the sea of awareness in which we are immersed. We're like schools of fish swimming in the ocean who have no idea what water is. We follow the meanderings of the crowd and never question the fluid environment of consciousness in which our lives play out. Stop for a moment to step back and observe, not what you are doing, but how you are doing it. Where do your thoughts and feelings come from? Why does reality allow you to have conscious experience? Why does your conscious mind exist at all? Anything you are aware of at a given moment becomes part of your consciousness, yet why is the same moment witnessed by others an independent inner experience for them? Even more mystifying, how is it possible for human beings to understand the embedded logic that runs the whole universe? What is in our consciousness that allows our mathematics to give such an amazingly accurate description of the real world? On the other hand, how can we feel or experience things that are not real at all, such as in our imagination and dreams? How can a completely physical process in the brain give rise to an inner, self-aware experience of mindful presence in an individual? How is it possible for the boundless awareness and staggering richness of your personal experiences to originate in a 2-pound gelatinous blob of gray matter? Some scientists believe that consciousness arises automatically when the neuronal network in the brain, or for that matter, the number of connections between networked computers, becomes sufficiently complex. Other scientists think consciousness arises from unknown effects of quantum chemistry in the brain, or from quantum interactions inside tiny microtubules found at the center of nerve cells. Some think consciousness is not in the brain at all, but exists as a primordial force everywhere in the universe. In that view, consciousness emerged from the Big Bang and existed before space-time. All these questions are part of the fundamental puzzle of consciousness. However, today, after millennia of trying to solve it, the puzzle of consciousness is beginning to take shape. We have assembled all the pieces, and most of them are already in place, and we are just beginning to see the overall picture we've been working on. It's not like anything we ever expected.
Order softcover, hardback, Kindle, or Audible editions of Dennis William Hawkes, In the Mind of the Universe, The Monad and You, on Amazon.com. Join our group at facebook.com/groups/monad.manifesto. Or download resources at monadmanifesto.com.